Mixing.
Thank you.
Music.
So today's episode of the podcast, we talk about the law of attraction. Is it real or is it not? Or does it work? And do you use it for your mindset or your routine in life? We also talk about the current events that take place on the internet and much more. So enjoy and see you later.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. Cause you're like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother. You can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage. Glass breaking everywhere. Bling, bling, bling. That was the theme song from a show called Married with Children. Came out in the late, I don't know, 80s, all to the 90s. Don't know if you'll ever go back to that kind of comedy on TV anymore. Sure, everything's so woke. We've woke ourselves up so much that we can't even say any goddamn thing. Oh, this is. Okay, sorry about that. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows. I forgot to do the introduction. Today, and I was looking at my notifications on my phone. Said I had a new follower on SoundCloud. I'm getting like one a day. I guess that's a good thing. I don't know. Ew, so. This is episode 43 of this podcast. We are recording in the morning. I'm drinking some cold brew coffee today. Not bad. And, yeah, man, I'm here. Ready to do this podcast. I guess I could talk about Kanye West, but this is one of his episodes, or just Kanye West is actually making sense. I don't know. So we don't want to talk about that. I have my opinions on that. It's not bad. I actually kind of read a lot of his stuff. He's tweeting on Twitter. Him and Trump there and like neck and neck. The most tweetingest people on Twitter. Boston definitely has some stock in that company. I don't know. What do you think about that? Yeah, they have they both need to have be a chairman for Twitter. They're utilizing the shit out that platform. Like, it ain't nothing. Oh. Yep. Mm. And Clippers, wow. I don't know. Basketball. It's been a hit or miss for me. Season? So, what's new with me? Not too much. Been pretty boring week. So one of you guys probably take a break for doing this podcast for like a week. My birthday's coming up, so I'll be taking a break. It's my birthday week. It's time to just do myself. Be with myself. Spend money on myself. So I'll let you guys know that's coming up. Probably won't be any, ain't gonna be next week. It's gonna be like the week after. And we'll be back after that. Normally I don't celebrate my birthday, but, I'm gonna celebrate this one because it's meaningful. Getting details on that probably on another episode. Yeah, man, I've just been working, and utilizing Twitter. I don't know. Been seeing some outlandish stuff on Twitter lately. Stuff that makes sense. Stuff that's kind of funny to me. Even though nobody likes my tweets, the funny ones, but somebody probably steal them. That's more, has more followers than me. That's a comedian. Because that's what they do. Majority is, I don't know. Copy and paste. It's the name of the game, copy and paste. No, idea is original. Somebody, I don't know, it's a musician. Musician quoted that, no idea is original. I think that was Nas. I forgot what song it was. Yeah. But I will share with you guys, I've been into the law of attraction. Watch those videos on YouTube about the law of attraction with the. They take clips from celebrities doing. Or gurus talks. It's a channel called The Law of Attraction Coaching. And I've been watching those videos lately because I'm like at a crossroads in my life right now. It's time to change some things. As soon as you get sick and tired. I'm gonna need help, and you're gonna need answers. I haven't found those answers yet, but when I will have answers, I will share them with you guys.
what I was saying, I was watching those, I've been watching those videos. I watched one with the Wayne Dyer dude. It was like a 3-hour video. Some stuff he was saying made a lot of sense to me. Some of the stuff I really wasn't paying attention to because it was so freaking long. But, yeah, that's what I've been watching lately on TV. Listening to my phone. Me personally, I never really believed in the law of attraction, like, but like I say, my mindset has changed since around 2016, so I kind of am believing in the law of attraction right now. Will it work? I don't know. Only time will tell. I did put out some music this week. It's 8 tracks on SoundCloud. It's called The Forgotten Realms of Planes of Existence. A lot of airy, ambient, lo-fi, chill stuff. Not, no, really no techno stuff. You want to listen to techno stuff, you have a new track called The Barbarians. That's on your SoundCloud. You can look that up. That's your taste. I don't know. That's what I'm. And that Forgotten Realm stuff is not even none of them tracks I knew. Those old tracks. They probably sound new because you never heard them. But that's why I just decided to make that, because I was going to SoundCloud has you can master your music on SoundCloud now, so I'm going to my old tracks, picking which ones I want to master, and those were the ones. So after listening to it, it's pretty, I don't know, I think I'm starting to get better at making, like, a project, like, because I don't know how to, what songs to put this song, the vibe, because some tracks on there that's kind of dark, but there's some tracks on there that's light. You go from the darkness to the light. Or you go to the lightness to darkness. That's in life in general. You have a good life, then your life goes bad and dark. You have a bad life, your life goes bad to the light, to the good part. I don't know what I'm saying, but that this some kind of analogy of good and bad, evil, whatever. Even though we're kind of in dark times right now. So that means we should be trying to go to the light, making everything better for ourselves. Oh, man.
will be working on some new music this week. There will definitely be some techno, dark, industrial, loud noise stuff. So I was going through my a project I made called Sadistic on SoundCloud. I think I could do better than that project. Anyway, yep. A bottle of cleanse from his come car, Rewind. I haven't taken it yet because I was going to wait for my birthday week. So I have some days to do it. But most cleanse I'm getting right now is this cold brew coffee. That'll definitely clean me up. So, yeah, my niece is over. She's doing the homeschool stuff. Then she had days that she don't have to do school. I don't know, man. I don't know how this is working. I guess it's working because steady going. That's what we're doing. That's the only way we can do. I wanted to talk about Anchor. Duplicating podcasts from popular podcasting people that's on Anchor. But I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not one of those podcasts. Even though this podcast probably has been recreated by somebody else, but I don't make no money off this podcast. Not yet, anyway. That would be the goal. It's not gonna work. Yeah, man, what was I gonna talk about? Talk about Rex Chapman. No, I'm just playing. I really do not want to talk about Rex Chapman on my podcast. We can talk about Ben Shapiro moving to Nashville, Tennessee. But he's moving the Daily Wire to Nashville, Tennessee. I'm thinking to myself, is everybody that works for Daily Wire, they agree to that? Pretty sure there's some people that don't want to move to Nashville, Tennessee, that works for him. I don't know. I thought he should have just moved to Austin, Texas with Joe Rogan. But Nashville, Tennessee is not a bad place. I think this comedian Theo Vaughn is moving down there, too. Everybody's just going out different paths. Everybody's going in separate ways. So at least California. What's going to be the new comedy place for comedians to do comedy at? I don't know. It's up in the air.
who's going to have the... the number one podcast in California now. I would go with... we'll go with The Fighter and the Kid, but that podcast is not the same podcast anymore. And the podcast I've been listening to mostly is Tim Dillon's podcast. So I'll go with his podcast. Yep. Until somebody has a better podcast than his podcast, I don't know. Okay, it's uploading. Cool. This is all I have to share with you guys. See you guys next week. I'm gonna drink the rest of my coffee, start my day, and hope you guys have a nice week. Don't get into any arguments with any people on Twitter or Facebook. Especially about politics. It's really nasty out there. So, I'll see you guys next week. This is Lonely Boy Podcast. We out. Now, hit the music. Now. It's